Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Patriot Voices Radio. Hi, I'm your host, Dan Davidson. It's great to be with you here. Patriot Voices Radio stands with you for faith, freedom, family, and opportunity in America. We have another great show lined up for you today. We're going to hear from Maria Spormo on the spouse outreach of Operation Backbone. Operation Backbone is an amazing organization supporting our military, so we look forward to talking to Maria. Also, we'll hear from Mallory Quigley from Susan B. Anthony List, and she'll join us to talk about the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. And later in the show, we'll get an update on the Patriot Voices grassroots effort with Deputy Director John Kyle. So stay tuned. Don't go away. We have another great show lined up for you. And we love it when people call in. This is Patriot Voices, so we want to hear from your voice. So give us a call on our live line here for Patriot Voices Radio at 347-857-3462. That's 347-857-3462. And you can be part of the show today. We have members, volunteers, leaders from all 50 states, so we'd love to hear from some of you today. Together, we're standing up, and that's our theme for today, stand up together. We want to stand up for the principles we hold dearly. And remember, each voice makes a difference. And when we come together, it's a shout. So we want to shout it out today. And speaking of shout-outs, we have a 24-hour shout-out hotline where you can leave a message. And we love to play those on the show. Our line for that is 512-827-0033. That's 512-827-0033. And like I said, you can call and just share what's on your heart. We want to hear from you, and we love to play our shout-outs, as we call them, on the radio. So that is something that we look forward to each time, too. As far as our show here today, we have some giveaways we'd like to tell you about. We're giving away copies of Ecolite's movie One Generation Away and also a copy of Bella's Gift and American Patriots. So here's all you have to do to be eligible. You just go to the Patriot Voices Facebook page and join the event at the top of the page for this radio show, and you'll be automatically entered to win. It's that easy, and we will be drawing numbers and we'll draw winners throughout the show. So we're giving away One Generation Away and a copy of Bella's Gift and American Patriots. Just go to the Patriot Voices Facebook page, join the event, and you'll be entered. A lot of things going on, a lot of important topics, as always, that Patriot Voices is focused on. Remember, patriotvoices.com is our website, and there's always the top issues that are on the top of the website. There's ways that you can connect, become a member, interact, get involved, let your voice be heard. Also, follow us on Facebook, Patriot Voices, on Twitter, Patriot_Voices. And we want to stay connected. We want to hear from you. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we have the honor of having Maria Spormo on the show. And she is going to tell us a little bit more about Operation Backbone. We want to welcome her to the show now. Maria, welcome to Patriot Voices Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Well, it's great to have you on. I know you are involved with Operation Backbone along with your husband. You're a mom. You're a spouse program coordinator. Tell us, for those who didn't get to hear the great interview last show with your husband, tell us a little bit more about Operation Backbone.
Absolutely. First of all, I have to say thank you so much to Patriot Voices for having me on this show and to Rick Santorum and his wife and family for their real, real support of Operation Backbone. It's so appreciated. So thank you.
Yes.
And what is Operation Backbone? Well, it's a nonprofit that my husband created that provides crucial brain and spine surgical treatments for the most severely wounded active duty and veterans who need an accelerated substitute to their current care options. And we partner with the NHL hockey team right now, the Buffalo Sabres, and we provide the post-strength and the mental and the physical training needed for these men and women after their surgical treatments with Operation Backbone.
Yeah, and I just want to share the website right at the top here, operationbackbone.org, that's .org. And as your website says, this is for severely wounded, active duty, and veterans who really need an accelerated substitute perhaps for their current care options. So you're kind of filling in the gap. Is that a good way to think about it?
Yes, that is a good way to think about it, absolutely.
Okay, so tell me, Maria, a little bit about the spouse program that you have, and especially with the partnership with Patriot Voices.
Absolutely. Well, it is a getaway weekend, and it really takes the spouse away from their injured soldier and away from their home and their children for a couple of days. And these spouses, it's come to me over working with them that they really, truly are the backbone of their homes, especially at times like this. And they need to get away to relax and to breathe and just renew themselves. And they're just amazing women that I've met through this, and families and soldiers. And they serve without complaining. And this is just the time just for them, just dedicated to them.
You know, and you bring up a good point. I mean, you have an injured soldier. I can't imagine how that affects the family. Can you just kind of walk us through some of the real life effects of that scenario and situation?
It's an enormous stress. And what I've learned through all this is that these wives are really quickly turned into real caregivers. And I asked one of the wives at one stage of the process, I said, can you just share with me a little bit about what it's like to be a military wife? And what she said kind of took me back a little bit. And she said, do you want me to share about being a military wife or a military wife of an injured soldier? Because they're completely different things.
Wow.
And what I've learned is it's powerful to listen to, and it's powerful to hear them speak to one another about what they're going through and to find common bonds. And it's a lot. A lot of these men are on a lot of painkillers and the mood swings, and just a lot of them don't live around family, so they have to lean on each other for help and support. And it's just a whole picture, and it's overwhelming to listen to, and it's just an honor to be part of their families and to help in whatever little way that we can.
Now, I know there was a recent spouse retreat in Florida, and Patriot Voices helped out in that. Tell us a little bit more about that, and how does Patriot Voices, you know, fit in with that?
They were extremely instrumental. When I went to Nadine Menza and Shelley Ellismeyer, and I told them, because I know that they organized such an amazing group of volunteers, and I approached them and I said, you know, our goal is to provide these spouses throughout the weekend with very warm, welcoming touches, like a warm welcome and personal touches of their appreciation and the country's appreciation for what they do for our military and their husbands and for our country. And Patriot Voices came through in just such an amazing, overwhelming way. They right off the bat, what do you need? What can we do? And they went above and beyond, and they provided generous gift cards for the women to use at the resort, and they beautiful flower arrangements in each of their rooms. They gave gorgeous and meaningful gift boxes that were sent by one of your volunteers, and so many cards and prayer support along the way. And they weren't just in it to do it. They were in it. And a lot of the volunteers did have military ties, and they had a special heart for the military. And one of the wives, as we showed her the room, she had tears in her eyes. And this is when I just took a breath and just took it all in. And she said, there are so many pretty things in here. And I had the chance to tell them a little bit about Patriot Voices at that moment. And I said, in working with this team of people, it's not just the things, they are beautiful, I said, but I have to tell you, I said, they really support you, and they, from the bottom of their hearts, appreciate what you do, and they want this to be a special weekend for you to say thank you from them. And it was so wonderful to be able to open that hotel room and show them, and they just really felt the support. It was fantastic.
You know, thank you for sharing that. I just can imagine how blessed the spouses were to have that kind of love and just support. And that's got to mean a lot, doesn't it?
It really did. You could see it on their faces, and it was unbelievable. So we invited three of the wives of the injured soldiers that have been treated or are currently being treated through Operation Backbone, and we hosted them in the Tampa St. Pete Beach area. And we even had a chance to visit the Clearwater Aquarium and Winter the dolphin with the prosthetic fin. We got to actually see and touch the dolphin, which was really thrilling for the women. And they shared that, and we shared meals together, and they had time to unwind on the beach. And you know what? The connections that these women, it was this being our first retreat of many more, it was just amazing to see their instant and strong connections. I mean, it was just, I sat back and so many times and just reflected, and I'm still doing it today, just to be able to witness that. I mean, it was really, really beautiful to see. And I have to say, well, Cheryl Benson, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and share.
Cheryl Benson assisted me in co-hosting this for the getaway weekend, and she is married to Cliff Benson from the Buffalo Sabres, who has been an Operation Backbone with us tightly from day one, and without their help and support, this never would have happened. So we were really kind of a team going into this and learning along the way through the process and how much we thoroughly enjoyed meeting these women and being able to be there for them for this weekend.
Wow, that is so inspiring, Maria. We had the honor of interviewing your husband, Mike, on our last show.
Yes.
And he told us more about Operation Backbone, and you mentioned the Buffalo Sabres, the partnership with them. You know, I know we all appreciate our servicemen and women, the sacrifice that they give, both veterans, active duty. As we talked at the beginning of this interview, when there's an injury, it is just a life-changing. And what you're doing with Operation Backbone is just amazing in supporting the injured soldier. But now, as we learn more about the spouse program, you're really supporting the whole family, aren't you?
Yes, and that was Mike's vision and mine from the very get-go of Operation Backbone. And he has a special heart for the spouses and the families going through this because he's witnessed from them how much of the load they really do truly carry. And we want to help renew them so when they do return home after this very short weekend, they're able to take a breath and just reflect on it and really make lifelong connections. I see it even following the retreat, how closely these women are still connected. And what really hit me the most, because I've envisioned military families being surrounded by other military families, but what hit me the most was one of the wives said, "I didn't know other wives were going through so much of the same things as I was." And that was
wow.
Another moment that really almost took my breath away. It's kind of an aha takeaway moment that they really do need these connections, and women do connect through their similar experiences. And it just, there were so many times throughout the weekend that everything just really took my breath away. I felt the prayers, and I felt God with us on the entire weekend.
Wow, what a blessing. You know, as you share, Maria, you know, Patriot Voices is an organization, but it's made of people making a difference,
mm-hmm.
just like you're describing there. And I see this giant heartbeat that's just reverberating mm-hmm. across the whole country. And, of course, it reverberated and really touched the lives of many people there with your program. Tell us a little bit more about the future, some other retreats possibly that you have planned, and how our members can get involved from here going forward.
Absolutely. And before I do that real quick, if I can just share some of the words of the feedback that the wives gave me after the weekend was
absolutely.
Over.
Absolutely.
Oh, great. We have time. Yes, I asked, just did sum it up with some words to describe what they were feeling after their time away. And they said rejuvenated, renewed, blessed, comfort. I had an outlet to share and to open up, and cathartic. And these were the words that were just so powerful, and they resonated through the whole weekend. And these are such strong, dedicated, open, and fun women. And we are 100% already planning the next one. The time and date has not been determined as of yet. But because of Patriot Voices, truly because of Patriot Voices, our weekend turned out just so much better than we could have ever imagined it could have. They've been an amazing amazing support, and I can't wait to work with them further on other retreats coming up.
Well, again, for our listeners who may have just joined us, we've been speaking with Maria Sformo. Her husband, Mike, started Operation Backbone, and they provide crucial brain and spine surgical treatments for severely wounded, active duty, and veterans to kind of fill the gap in. And we've talked about the spouse program to support them. Your website, Maria, is operationbackbone.org, so people can get in touch with you there. Any other social media connections you'd like to share?
Yes, thank you. You can get those all right on the website. And you asked how your listeners can help. And the first thing I have to say is just really the continued prayer support that we feel and the support across the country, especially through Patriot Voices, for all our military spouses and their families and what they're going through. They really appreciate that. And second, like you stated a couple times, so thank you, go to our website, www.operationbackbone.org, and donate there. You can make a donation by clicking on the link. It says right there, it's very clear. It says give today. You'll be able to see some of our videos that are up there and just kind of get a real good picture of the whole Operation Backbone story. And then thirdly, we're also looking for corporate sponsors and different ideas for the next spouse getaway retreat. Like I said, the planning's already heavily in the works, although the dates have not been set yet. So that's it, and I just thank you so much for this opportunity.
Fantastic, Maria. Well, thank you and Mike and everyone there at Operation Backbone and the Patriot Voices members and volunteers who are stepping up. And thank you for what you're doing for our injured veterans, active duty, and their families.
Thank you so much. And one more quick thing before you go, I just have to say to my husband, Mike, it's been amazing to be right next to you through the whole building process of Operation Backbone and the good, good people that you have surrounded this organization with. And it's just really, from the bottom of my heart, just an honor and privilege to be part of these soldiers' lives and their families as they heal and go through this process. And it's just, it's a true honor. So thank you so much for having me on the show, and it's been a real, real pleasure. So thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Have a blessed day.
You too. You do the same. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Maria Sformo from Operation Backbone. Make sure you check that out at operationbackbone.org. Very inspiring there to hear the stories of the spouses who are really now caregivers for the injured soldiers. This is a great cause and one that Patriot Voices is really proud to partner with, and we want to continue that support. And I'm sure if you're interested in helping out with a spouse retreat in the future, you can contact Patriot Voices, and we can let you know how we can work that out as well. We want to remind everyone we have a call-in line, 347-857-3462. Give us a call. We'd love to hear. We have a couple in queue that we're going to get to here soon. We'd love to hear from you, your voice, on Patriot Voices. For now, we'd like to go to our next guest, and that is Mallory Quigley. And we are very honored to have her join us on the show here today. Mallory is from the Susan B. Anthony list and is joining us to talk about the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. And so we want to welcome Mallory to the show right now. Mallory, welcome to Patriot Voices Radio.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for taking time to join us. Mallory, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and you're working with the Susan B. Anthony list, and then we'll get into the important bill coming up for a vote in the House.
Certainly. Well, I am the communications director for the Susan B. Anthony list. We're a national pro-life lobby organization dedicated to electing leaders and advancing life-saving legislation in order to reduce and, of course, ultimately end abortion. And to that end, we are supporting the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which is finally about to come up for a vote this week.
Wonderful. So tell us what's in the bill and what it's all about.
Well, listeners may remember that this was the legislation that we were expecting to have a vote on back in January on the day of the March for Life, and that was derailed a little bit, pulled at the last minute due to some concerns from about a handful of representatives over some reporting requirements that were connected to the exceptions in the bill. But we've been working on this for the last, 4 months or so, and the bill that will be brought for a vote likely tomorrow, it is a even stronger and improved legislation than before. Basically, it protects babies after 5 months. That's more than halfway through pregnancy. That's the point in time when WebMD encourages moms and dads to sing to their child in the womb, to talk to them. They are fully formed and capable of reacting to outside stimuli. Doctors regularly give these babies anesthesia when they're undergoing prenatal surgery. So we see this as a common sense point where we can, a beginning where we can start to draw a line in the sand before, of course, moving that line back to protect all life. But this is really important. It would save about 15,000 to 18,000 lives a year.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. And so as far as the history of this, you know, just to give us a context, where were things, you know, 20, 30 plus years ago regarding the law?
Well, this legislation, for the first time, this legislation really differs in a key way from other pro-life bills that have been passed since Roe versus Wade. Informed consent laws, waiting periods, these things are good and they save lives, but they legislate around the child. This is a historic bill because for the first time it actually would protect an entire class of unborn children, those that are 5 months and beyond. So instead of legislating a type of procedure or regulating around the procedure, this actually says, no, we will protect those children after this point. So that's why it's so historic. And 14 states have passed similar laws at the state level, but we've got to have a federal law because if you'll remember, Dr. Kermit Gosnell, who was a notorious abortionist 2 years ago, his trial really brought the horror and the reality of late-term abortion into the national spotlight. In many parts of our country, what Gosnell was doing was perfectly legal so long as he killed the babies inside the womb instead of once they were delivered. So this is why it really is horrific. And when you really think about what the issue that it is that we're talking about, the late-term abortion, you know, this is an issue that the majority of Americans from across all demographics support this limit. And so that's why we're at such an historic moment.
Mallory, I understand that the vote is tentatively scheduled for Wednesday, May 13th, tomorrow. What's the significance of May 13th?
Well, that abortionist that I was mentioning earlier, Kermit Gosnell out of Philadelphia, tomorrow is actually the 2-year anniversary of his conviction. He was convicted for the murder of 3 babies and the negligent or for manslaughter of one of his women patients who was an immigrant coming. She was living in Virginia and went up to Philadelphia for this late-term abortion. But it's truly horrifying when we think about how Gosnell was killing these babies. The testimony that was revealed during his trial 2 years ago, that he was actually using scissors to kill the children after they had been born alive in his abortion clinic. These children, the babies that for which he was convicted of murder, they named them, you know, baby A, baby C, baby B, you know, all these letters of the alphabet. And we've got to put a face to these children. And that's why we think that it's really important that America remembers what happened 2 years ago, what had been happening for decades inside Gosnell's clinic, and indeed across in late-term abortion facilities across America, because he's not alone. So that we thought it would be very important to draw that connection between the conviction of Gosnell and the passing of this legislation.
Well, let me ask you about a call to action that you would can suggest to our listeners, especially with a vote coming up tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, the time, it's really critical. We've got about 24 hours to get our last phone calls and emails into members on the Hill. So if listeners want to go to www.sba-list.org, sba-list.org, you will see immediately on the website, on the left side of the screen, options to click to send a message or click to call. And if you use the call option, you'll be given your legislator's number and talking points, just to encourage them to vote yes on this legislation tomorrow. We expect it to be, you know, an enthusiastic bipartisan vote, but once the House passes it, it's not going to be over. We're going to have to encourage the Senate. And, of course, without electing a pro-life president to the White House in 2016, this cannot become law because President Obama has, you know, vowed to veto the legislation. But it's so important that since we have a pro-life majority in the House right now and in the Senate, that they pass this bill.
That's thank you for sharing that. Again, that's SBA, as in Susan B. Anthony, -list.org. And I will add, Mallory, at patriotvoices.com, there's a banner that's rotating, and it says let's ban abortion after 20 weeks. And there's a letter that, and you can just put in your zip code, and you can go right to there. It's kind of a call-to-action connection list. But we need to let our representatives know where we stand on this, don't we?
That's absolutely right. They've got to hear from the voices of pro-life Americans across the country because we are a pro-life nation, and this legislation will get us on the path to taking ourselves off the list. Only 7 countries across the planet that allow abortion after this phase, after the phase that babies can feel pain. I mean, right now we're in the company of China and North Korea, and they are not human rights champions. So it's so important for everyone to call in and let their legislators know how they feel about this bill.
Mallory, thank you so much for taking time to update us on this important issue that I know Patriot Voices members feel very strongly about. Tell us a little bit more about Susan B. Anthony List and how people can connect with you on website and or social media.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So we seek to increase the number of elected leaders in Congress and federal and statewide office with a particular emphasis on women because it's a little known fact that Susan B. Anthony and her compatriots, the women that fought for the right to vote for women, they were actually pro-life. They saw abortion as an exploitation. So if any of your listeners would like to learn more about our mission, they can go to sba-list.org, and they'll see, again, the call to action and learn more about us and support our candidates and support the legislation that we're fighting for.
You know, a lot of people may have heard of Susan B. Anthony, but they probably don't realize that she was pro-life.
That's a great point. It's a fight that we're constantly having with the feminists of the day, but they just sort of refuse to. If you read what Susan B. Anthony actually wrote in her own newspaper, The Revolution, which she funded and which was the mouthpiece of the women's suffrage movement, she called abortion exploitation. She called it child murder, and you know, she certainly wasn't the only one. Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Alice Paul, Elizabeth Wollstonecraft. These women were passionate about building up women in leadership roles, but not at the expense of their children, because you cannot build the rights of one group on the broken rights of another group, and they understood that so well. So we hope that we're carrying on in their footsteps.
Well, thank you so much, Mallory, for joining us today. Again, it's the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. It's protecting the unborn after 5 months, and this is really an important time. So like you said, we've got 24 hours, so we're going to do all we can to get the word out.
That's great. Oh, I know we're so pleased to be partners with Patriot Voices in supporting this legislation. It really is a historic moment for our country, and while this is a short-term battle heading up to the vote in the House tomorrow, it's going to be a long-term battle because we've got to get a pro-life president in the White House. So 14 of likely and declared candidates, all on the Republican side, have actually signed on and said that they support this bill and that they would sign it and advocate for it from the White House. And that's so key because
That's great.
If we'd had a prelate, yeah, it's really great. So, yeah, again, sba-list.org.
Okay, Mallory, thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Special thanks to Mallory Quigley. She is the communications director from the Susan B. Anthony List. And again, that website is SBA for Susan B. Anthony -list.org. You can also go to patriotvoices.com, click on the banner to save our unborn children. And as Mallory described, this is an historic bill, and the time is now to get behind this. So thank you all to all Patriot Voices members for getting activated and really doing what you can to get the word out on this. This is a time for action. So this is a time we need to make our voice be heard. We appreciate everyone joining us today, and we have a call-in number, 347-857-3462, or you can be a part of the show, and we'd love to hear from you, our members, who all have voices, and we have someone who's called in here. Eileen has called in from New York, and so we want to say hi to Eileen. Eileen, welcome to the show today. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hello.
Fantastic. Eileen, I understand that you are a member and leader with Patriot Voices. Tell us a little about your role in New York there.
I am the New York State co-chair with Elio Forcino here in New York, and we are just very excited about rallying the troops in New York for Patriot Voices. And my own experience with Patriot Voices has been such a blessing. You know, I've been following Patriot Voices since the inception just via email, and following the legislative alerts and you know, learning a lot. And then in our own situation in 2013, we actually lost our health insurance due to Obamacare. And I have a medically fragile child. And it was a devastating experience for us. And, you know, it garnered some national attention with Sean Hannity, who interviewed me for that, both on radio and TV, and did Fox and Friends. And what I found in that experience was there were people from all over the country who were contacting me and thanking me for sharing in their concern and sharing their stories about what Obamacare did and their concern for their children with disabilities and family members. And so I decided that I really had to join and do my part to be sure that we get the legislation that we need and that we get, you know, repealing and replacing Obamacare. So I was very encouraged with Patriot Voices. And then when I went to the March for Life in January and heard Senator Santorum speak, I knew that I had to be more than just kind of, you know, an arm, what do they call that, an armchair quarterback? Or, you know?
Right, armchair quarterback.
And I thought, you know what, I have to really, you know, put my voice in here a little bit more and put my gifts and talents to work, you know, as a writer and as a speaker. So I just decided to just offer, you know, what I could, and just ended up being the New York State co-chair. And I'm very, very excited because I feel that, you know, this is the way that my voice and my experience can be joined, you know, as Patriot Voices says, to other people who have these same concerns. You know, we need to elect a leader who can be pro-life and lead us to where we need to go as a nation. And I believe in the mission of Patriot Voices and in Senator Rick Santorum. So it's really been such a blessing. Meeting people across New York State who share this vision. You know, New York is typically known, you know, obviously as a liberal state, but we have strong conservatives in New York State, and I'm meeting them time and again. You know, obviously,
that's fantastic.
The majority of my friends are that way, but also there's a lot of us here in New York State, and it's just exciting that Patriot Voices can represent our concerns and give us ways to get involved. So.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And, you know, I was at the March for Life this year also, and it was the first time I was there. And, boy, what an amazing experience. And we just had, you know, Mallory Quigley on the show focused on the Unborn Child Protection Act.
Yes.
And you just realize that you want to do everything you possibly can, right, to make a difference. Is that how you feel at this point?
Yeah, that's absolutely it. And also to feel like, you know, sometimes you feel like in your own area you're spinning your wheels on your own, but knowing that we're part of a bigger organization that has a voice, you know, really, really makes a difference, you know. And I feel like my efforts are not in vain. My efforts are going toward a greater effort that will make a real difference.
Well, I want to share, you mentioned the situation with your daughter, and we want to keep her in our prayers, and with Obamacare, and that you had appeared on Fox, and I just want to share a website that is there that people can learn a little bit more about you and that situation. It's careforacaregiver.com. It's a great website, and I know that you're a professional coach, and you have a heart for caring for caregivers, and that's a great concept. We were just talking about that with Maria Sformo as far as caring for the spouses of injured soldiers.
It's so very much important, because it's you know, the caregiver, the first thing that, you know, I always say to my clients is, you know, you have to, the first person you have to take care of is yourself. And that's kind of people kind of go, wait, shouldn't I be taking care of, you know, the person that that is disabled in my family? And the answer to that is really not really. You know, you have to take care of yourself first so that you can go the long haul and build endurance and be able to be there for that person. And, you know, it's just, it's wonderful work, and it's important. And again, it just, for me, it's, you know, I think people looked at, some of my friends said, you know, what are you doing with Patriot Voices on top of everything else that you're doing? But it's not a contradiction. It just really, it works together and forms this beautiful quilt, you know. It's just all pieces of the same tapestry, you know, of just being concerned for life, you know, from preborn babies all the way through the end-of-life issues. And it really is part of a tapestry. And I see Patriot Voices as an integral part of, you know, the ministry that I provide and my professional career as well. So,
yeah, that is a great point. It's Patriot Voices doesn't have to compete with what you're already doing. It's just really an extension and a flow of what you're already doing.
Eileen, thank you
so much for calling today. Thank you for all your leadership and the difference that you're making every day in the lives of people, what you're doing and your involvement with Patriot Voices.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thanks
you
for
too.
Calling in, Eileen Benthal from New York. And like she said, there's conservatives out in New York, and she's finding them, and Patriot Voices is finding them. We're going to round everyone up, and we're going to make all our voices be heard. We're giving away some great prizes today on Patriot Voices Radio, and we have our first winner from our contest here, and that is Magna from South Carolina. She wins a copy of Bella's Gift. So we'll be reaching out to Magda from South Carolina. You can go to the Patriot Voices Facebook site, join the event for this radio show event today, and you're automatically entered. And we're going to announce a few more winners before the show is over here. Again, we love hearing from you. And our number is 347-857-3462. You can always listen to us live on that number, even if you're just driving in the car, listening on the phone. You can also stream it live, patriotvoices.com/radio with a small r. But also, all of our broadcasts are instantly archived, and they're on demand, and you can listen to them anytime by clicking on the links provided at those sites. Also, we are a podcast on iTunes, so subscribe to that, and you can be listening to Patriot Voices Radio while you're working out in the gym or, you know, driving to work or anything that you want to do. So we appreciate you reaching out and coming together and connecting with us. We have another caller, and it's Chad Colley from Pennsylvania. Chad, thanks for calling in to Patriot Voices Radio.
Hey, Dan, how are you doing today? Hello?
Yeah, Chad, this is John here.
Hey, John. I got cut off for some reason.
Well, hey, I think we're live right now. I think we had a little technical difficulty here, and I'm going to jump in quickly here.
Okay.
Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit basically about what you do with Patriot Voices?
Yeah, sure. My wife, Felicia, and I, as you know, got involved with Patriot Voices in its infancy, and it's been very encouraging to see that network growing so greatly here lately. In 2012, during the campaign, we met a lot of great people around the country. You were one of those, and it's just been great to connect with so many amazing patriots around the country, and we've really grown to appreciate the value of communication and staying in touch with all those people, and like Senator Santorum, we are glad that that's been able to be achieved by you know, Patriot Voices and that organization. Basically, just the importance of you know, staying positive, especially in a country where, you know, the media is so negative and so divisive. And we've really grown to understand the importance of good people getting involved at the local level. And that's what we've tried to do. And, you know, I've mentioned before that we're like a family. And I think it's important, you know, at this point to grow that family and to try to find common ground with our neighbors and our own communities and to reach outside our comfort zones. And there's a lot of ways that we can do that. I know a lot of people have been giving out copies of Rick's book, Bella's Gift, and that's a great way to reach out and to start conversations with people and things like that. But I think we need to, you know, stay united and keep fighting for our mutual freedoms. And it's great to hear some of the stories today with Operation Backbone and stories from New York. And, you know, it's encouraging, and it's good to stay encouraged and stay motivated, stay active, and fight the fight.
Now, I just want to check with you too. Just another thing as well. You have done well. Basically, I know you're active locally as well a little bit in your area of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, absolutely. We're vice chairman of the Republican Party here locally. We also do several events throughout the year that are we're getting ready to have an event coming up here this coming weekend, focused around Reagan and family, and have kids come out and educate a little bit on who Reagan was. And, you know, so we try to just get involved, which is a challenge sometimes. You just got to get that seed planted and get the get things started, and it's great to watch those things grow. You know, the more we speak up, the more we've realized that other people speak up, and we realize that we're not just a small group of people in America.
Hey, Chad, this is Dan. I'm back.
Hey, Dan.
Thank you so much for your leadership, and it was great to see you at the March for Life. And
absolutely.
And you're right. It's all about coming together, and we appreciate all that you're doing in Pennsylvania there. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Dan. Hey, one thing, I don't know if Maria from Operation Backbone is still listening or not, but there's a couple of other organizations somewhat similar to hers that she might want to connect with. One is Operation 300, and they're geared toward adventure camps for children of fallen soldiers, and that's a great organization that they might want to work with.
Okay.
And also 22 Kill, it's geared toward helping soldiers integrate back into civilian life after service, and they're really focused on informing people about veteran suicide. 22 veterans per day commit suicide in our nation.
Well, thank you for sharing those resources, and again, thank you for all that you're doing. We're in this together. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Great to hear.
Thanks, Chad.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Okay, bye-bye.
And, John, I was going to introduce you formally, but you know what? My call drop is the first time in 60 radio shows that has happened, but you were there to pick me up. You know, that's why we're in this together. We need to have each other's back, right? And you had my back there, so I appreciate that. John Kyle, the Deputy Grassroots Director for Patriot Voices. So thank you, John.
Well, hey, thanks for all you do here and making these shows go so smoothly and that kind of thing. It's I think it has something to do with how you handle the programs, that this may be the first time that we've had anything drop. And it's, you know, it's always comforting to hear your voice on here and have you interviewing our guests and making everybody feel welcome.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. So John, we've had some very important issues. We've already talked about it in the show, the Pain Capable Act, the Unborn Child Act. We also talked, about Operation Backbone. I know there's several other key issues that Patriot Voices is really focused on. So I just want to give you an opportunity to get us an update on that, and especially how people can learn about it and connect and take action.
Well, one of the big things in this week, and with Mallory, talked about the 20-week ban, also the Pain Capable Act. Basically, it looks like that's coming up for a vote on Wednesday, and we are, as Patriot Voices, on our social media, we've put out an alert to for everybody to connect with our page, which is patriotvoices.com, 20-week abortion ban, a 20_week_abortion_ban. A little long there, but you can also get that from our rotators in the front page if you go to patriotvoices.com. And one thing that we found with the process, I believe, the first time through is you can't just sit back and assume that your representative knows how you feel. You need to let them know. It's very important to communicate with your representatives, and so they know how important this is to their constituents and how important it is that this vote passed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, let me ask you, John, I know Pastor Saeed Abedini, there's an update there. We've had his wife on the show several times. Can you give us a little bit update on that situation?
Well, I know the Abedini situation and the Iran situation are two of our active outreaches. And Pastor Abedini is very important in this, that, you know, nothing happens. Nothing should happen until Pastor Abedini comes home as far as negotiating with Iran or anything. I mean, we want basically anything happening with Iran is no deal, no bomb. We definitely see a danger with anything that furthers Iran's ability to have a nuclear capability. But as a precursor to anything talking about it is the return of Pastor Abedini, who, you know, there's been I read something this morning that the Senate is taking up a resolution to make his return a precursor to anything, to any talks, I believe, with
that'd be wonderful.
With Pastor Abedini.
That really makes sense.
With that kind of thing, I'm talking anecdotally there. I haven't had a chance to look at it that closely. That may have been a vote that already happened. I'm not sure where that resolution stands. But with everybody signing these petitions and then sharing the graphics and talking to people, it raises awareness of the pastor's position there in Iran, and now you're seeing congressional action. These petitions do work. These petitions get on people's radars, and people start talking about them, and they come on the radar of the representatives, and then they're forced to act on them. And I think it's very important that we don't assume somebody else is going to do it. We need to do that as well.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, the rotating banners at patriotvoices.com, you can click the banner. And in the situation with Pastor Abedini, he's being held in an Iranian prison because of his Christian faith. He was there setting up orphanages, and reports now indicate that he's in dire need of critical medical attention. And so, John, as you said, right on the Patriot Voices website, you can click on that, enter your zip code, and you can go right to your representative. There's also a link where you can learn more about this whole situation at the website for American Center for Law and Justice. So very important, and I love what you're saying, if it's being considered to have that as a prerequisite to anything that's done with Iran, we need to have him returned.
Yeah, we definitely do. And it's, on that website, all three rotators, it's the 20-week ban, Pastor Abedini, and also the Stop Iran. Basically, the idea that a no deal is better than a bad deal. Things have been fluid in this whole situation as far as what to get behind as far as representatives. But the core of the whole thing is do nothing to help Iran. nuclear capability. And that's what we've pushed for there. It's very difficult to keep up with that situation because it moves so quickly, but we've been steadfast the whole time and ask people to make sure the representatives know whatever decision you make does, cannot advance their ability to have a nuclear weapon, because it would be devastating to the world. It would be devastating to Israel, which we support as well, and we have a petition on in that. And, you know, that's basically very important that we get involved in that.
John, I do also want to mention Common Core. That's an issue that Patriot Voices was one of the first organizations to really hold a rally cry. And now it's something that everyone is really talking about. We want to put parents back in control, and fighting Common Core is really a step in the right direction. That's our view at Patriot Voices. You can go to patriotvoices.com/common_core to learn more about that and get connected. John, a lot of important issues. As always, Patriot Voices is right there on the cutting edge, really trying to make a difference. As far as Patriot Voices, it's a group effort and grassroots, and we keep growing, and it's got to be very exciting to see that growth continue, isn't it?
It's been great, and you know, we've done the petitions, and we've also had some social media things, and quickly, for those interested in Common Core, we do have a Facebook group that we started to be a resource and an encouragement site, and basically in Common Core, if you can get in touch with us through Patriot Voices on the Facebook page, or email me at jkile@patriotvoices.com, and we can connect you to the Facebook page. But basically, it's a chance for people across the country to use their experiences and ask questions and help each other, help everybody out in dealing with issues of Common Core locally, nationally, and to become better educated.
That's fantastic. We want to announce our second winner from our Facebook contest, and that is Jeremy from Colorado. So congrats to Jeremy from Colorado. He wins a copy of American Patriots, which is a great book. So we want to thank everyone participating in our Facebook contest today, and we'll reach out to Jeremy. John, thank you for all that you do. It's exciting to hear from some of the Patriot Voices members and leaders today, too, isn't it?
It is great to see that you know, people together are able to do, you know, they're able to do more than they can do individually, and that just people giving people a chance and giving them the resources to be able to make a difference and encouragement goes a long way to reaching your potential as far as how you can impact the world around you.
Well, we want to share one more interview before we close the show here, John. We had a chance to speak with one of our chapter leaders, and it's Naomi Roth, and she's a homeschool mom, and so we thought we would just share. She's a super mom, and we want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day for those moms out there from a couple days ago, and we just thought we'd share this interview that we had with Naomi here. Right now, it's great to welcome to Patriot Voices Radio today Naomi Roth. Naomi, welcome to the show today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We are doing wonderful. You are a chapter leader for Patriot Voices in Smithport, Pennsylvania. We appreciate all your work and that you do. Tell us a little about you and your family.
I am married to Donald. I have been married for, we've been married for, I know, husbands are supposed to forget, aren't they? I want to say 23 years. And, yes, 23 years. And we have 5 sons.
Awesome.
Micah, Jacob, Aaron, and Noah. We homeschool, do Bible quizzing. And I think Patriot Voices is kind of a family thing now, too. So.
You've gotten the whole family involved.
At least a few of us, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, as a chapter leader, I know you're very busy with your homeschooling, I'm sure, with 5 boys at home. How do you find time and make time for Patriot Voices, and how does it fit into your family time?
Well, I wear my Patriot Voices T-shirts or hoodies whenever I'm able, and I do get lots of questions. Bumper stickers, people ask questions in a small town. They they automatically see the name recognition of Rick Santorum, and so then they want to know what that's about.
Sure.
A lot of what I do is on social media because I don't get a chance to get out and have regular meetings, and being in a rural community, there just aren't a lot of people here to do those kind of things with. So it's been really neat to just reach out on social media and get to know so many people, and that's how we basically do it here.
That's awesome. So give us some ideas on how you've been able to reach out and connect with people on social media.
Oh, Twitter, Facebook, you know, just trying to reinforce other people's comments on articles, pushing the picture, the graphics of the issues that we're working on. I share them with, we have a county page, so I share the things with those people. Just word of mouth a lot, you know, just talking to people and telling them what's going on and what Patriot Voices is up to, and hey, would you check out our website?
Sure.
That sort of thing. So.
And that, like you said, that's something that you can do at home in your time.
Yep.
And still homeschool your boys. So how, you said it's become a family thing. How have some of your boys gotten involved?
Well, I know that my two older boys have gone to CPAC with me at least once.
Great.
And, my oldest son, Caleb, is a point of contact for Patriot Voices. He is very interested. The others know about it, and they're just sort of going, oh, it's that thing that mom does, you know, but they know. And
sure.
They're paying attention, so it's kind of civics in action.
You know, it reminds me of the quote, values are often caught more than they're taught.
Exactly.
And that's what you're doing with your kids, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So let me ask you, Naomi, what topics, issues are you most personally passionate about that, you know, Patriot Voices stands for?
Preserving the family, abortion. I'm adopted, and so I know it's just Mother's Day, and on Mother's Day, it's a really unique perspective for me. I mean, I am the mom, but yet I've got a mom, and I've got a birth mother, and so
yes.
I have a very special place for each of those ladies in my life. One is a very dear friend of mine, but she's not my mom. And the other raised me, and she's my mom. So, you know, I look at adoption and wish that more people could be adopted and have really positive experiences like I've had. And I see how easy it is to have abortions and yet so difficult to adopt a baby. And so that is a really big issue for me, life.
Right.
Parental choices with school, different things like that. Parental freedom, things of that nature.
Well, thanks for sharing that, and happy Mother's Day to you and all our other mothers who were celebrated a few days ago. And thank you to what you're doing to make a difference, Naomi.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate you. Have a blessed day, and thanks for sharing your heart today. And we'll all keep working together side by side here with Patriot Voices.
Okay, thank you.
And we want to thank Naomi for sharing that. Wow, homeschool mom, five boys, and she's still working in, volunteering and working with Patriot Voices. And it's kind of like Eileen said, it's just a natural extension and of your life. And Naomi is now getting her family involved, and her older son is a point of contact for Patriot Voices. And that's awesome, very inspiring. We want to thank everyone for joining us today. We have one last winner from our Facebook giveaway, and it is Sean from Pennsylvania. He wins a copy of the movie One Generation Away. So we will reach out to Sean. Thank you all for reaching out on social media. Remember, our Facebook site is facebook.com/Patriot Voices. Join us there if you're not already a member. Follow us on Twitter at Patriot_Voices, and always check out patriotvoices.com. If you're not connected yet, sign up to receive our email newsletter. And remember, you can always listen to the Patriot Voices radio show and past archived episodes on our podcast on iTunes. and or click the link and you can listen to a show right after. So after this is aired, please share the link so other people can share and join. Thanks so much again for joining us. Remember to make your voice be heard about the unborn protection bill. Take care. God bless.